Now Rav Moshe Zalman is going to address Soicher. He's going to explain Shomer Socher and Soicher, exactly what the relationship between them is. Shomer Socher is one who agrees to watch something for free. Soicher is a person who's renting something. If I rent your boat, I'm also a Shomer. I also have responsibilities regarding watching that item, and if anything goes wrong with it, I'm liable in certain areas. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this now.
What's the Hager?
Hilchas Soicher. Now it's as if he's calling this a halacha, this piece now, a separate halacha, explaining Soicher. And it's also within the law of Umnin. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chein ha-Soicher dinoi kishomer socher. A Soicher, one who rents something, also has the same law as Shomer Socher. We explained earlier that the Shomer Socher represents, he's like the servant who's serving on condition to get rewarded. That's what he is. He's providing a service for pay, for reward. Therefore, he's good. And there's also, it's a gray area. He's not a perfect tzaddik. Perfect tzaddik is not the one that's serving only for reward. V'alkein ha-shomer socher dinoi hu chiyuv uptur kanal. That's why the halachas related to shomer socher are some things he's chayev for, something he's chayev even for gneva v'aveda, and he's potur for oinsin. V'chein ha-socher hu gam kein b'b'china zu. And so too, a person who rents something from someone else is also in this gray area. Because he's using the item. He's not doing a charity, a service for the other person in renting the item from him. He's getting use from it. He's also in that category of one who serves for the sake of reward, which the Gemara uses the term oived, miloshen eved, b'chinas malach memtes. Ki elu hadalid shoimrim, heim roimzim, gam kein b'avoydas Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go off a little bit on a tangent to speak about us, about the topic of serving Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says these four watchmen all reflect on people trying to attain different levels of serving Hashem. Because those people that serve Hashem are also called watchmen. It says about Avraham Avinu, Hashem says, you know why I'm going to help him? You know why I love him? Because Avraham Avinu listened to what I tell him to do. Vayishmoir mishmarti mitzvoisai chukoisai v'saroisai. And because he watches what I tell him to watch. You know, so we see that tzaddikim, are all people that serve Hashem, are also called shomrim. V'yesh bohem dalet b'chinoi sanal. And there are these four groupings within people that serve Hashem. Uklalusam gimel b'chinoi sanal. It's four divisions, but it's basically three categories. Two of the three are in one section. Dehainu, chiyuv, uptur, umu'uv mishneim. The three groupings are guilty, innocent, and a mix of guilty and innocent. V'yesh l'rameis sheze b'chinas dalet shenichnesu l'pardes. We can possibly relate this to a Gemara, which Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Likutei Moran, where the Gemara talks about four great tzaddikim that went up to a very high place in heaven, and there were three different sets of, basically three sets of results that happened to them. Shekosav Rabbeinu Ner Yoras Siman Lamed Aleph, which Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 31 in the first half of Likutei Moran. She'elu hadalid b'chinois heim b'hanechnosim l'avodas Hashem u'l'skar v'latzadik. Rabbeinu Zal there shows how the story in the Gemara relates to four different types of people who want to come close to Hashem or who want to come close to tzaddikim. And now he explains. Ki yesh shenichnas b'sholoim v'yotza b'sholom. One category is the person who enters in peace and leaves in peace, meaning he's completely successful from beginning to end. Bechinas Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says over there, Rabbi Akiva was the one who went up and came back down solid, perfect. v'yesh lehepech. Then there's the opposite category, shemekatzeis benetios. A person who, when trying to come close to Kedusha, trying to come close to the Tzaddik, not only doesn't he end up becoming good, but he ends up having such a fallout that he becomes an apikoros. He becomes anti-Hashem, anti-religion, anti-tzadikim. As the Gemara says, Acher, Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, Rabbi who went up to heaven, and when he came back down, he became an apikoros. Based on what he saw there, based on his misinterpretation of what he saw in heaven, became an apikoros. The yesh bechinas, that's the two opposites. And then you have the in-between, the two groups in-between, Bechinas Hitzitz V'nivga, Hitzitz Umeis, where it says that one of them, Ben Azai, saw and died, and Ben Zoyma, Hitzitz V'nivga, he saw and his mind was affected. Where from that point on, when he would talk, people wouldn't understand what he was saying. It sounded to them as if he was crazy, because he couldn't put into words the level of wisdom that he had attained and everything. In a sense, he went out of bounds to the extent that he couldn't contain it anymore. He couldn't control it. He couldn't put it into words where people could relate to him. Dahainu, shechoytef v'nichnas lefnimi madrigosoi. Rabbi Nazal explains over there that these two categories refer to those people who try to grab more than they can chew. They try to bite off more than they can chew. In trying to come close to Hashem, come close to Tzadikim, he oversteps his boundary in a sense and tries for too much and ends up crashing, you know, getting hurt in the process. Ayin kol zeh b'maymar shel kisufin. See a complete analysis of this in the chapter on Likutei Moran that speaks about desires, which is chapter 31. Where there, Rabbi Nizal explains that when a person comes close to a tzaddik, depending on what the person's desire is up front, depending on what his initial intention is, that's what's going to determine what he hears and what he sees and how he's affected by it. Two people can be going into the same room. This person sees a half full cup. This person sees a half empty cup. This person sees heavenliness. This person sees tumah. Each one see. And it depends on what you're preconceived, you know, what you're coming in with. There's a lot of discussion over there about it in chapter 31, Likutei Moran. So there, Rabbi Nezal talks about these four levels: Rabbi Akiva, Acher, Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, the Nichnas B'Shalom, the Yotze B'Shalom, the Kitzeitz Ben Atiyos, and the two in between categories. Now Rabbi Nezal says, V'zeh Bechinas Hadalit Shomrim, those four groups that are discussed in that chapter in Likutei Moran and in the Gemara correspond to the four types of shomrim that we're discussing, uklalusam gimel, which basically fall into three areas, dahainu, chiyuv, uptur, umemutza, as we said earlier. Dahainu, and now he starts explaining the terminology that's used in the Gemara and how it relates to us. Dahainu, shomer chinom, poter min hakol. The Gemara says, a Jew who agrees to watch somebody else's possessions for free, he's exempt from all liability. Sheze bechinas ha'oivedes Hashem bi'ahavo bechinam b'lishum kabolas pras. This refers to a person who is serving Hashem with perfect sincerity. Where the person is prepared to serve, he's not looking for anything in return from Hashem. He's not asking for anything, he's not demanding anything, he just wants to serve. He wants to serve Hashem for free. Like the shomer chinam, I'm prepared to watch your car, your house, I'll pay you $10 a day. Psh, who wants your money at all? Are you kidding? I'm going to take money from you? We're friends. I love you. I'm going to take money for watching your car. Go have a vacation. Enjoy your vacation. You know, that kind of attitude. This person, that one category, is a person who has that attitude with Hashem. There's such a love and respect for Hashem that he does mitzvahs without any thought of at all of what he's getting in return for it. Vishom hu bechinas kol hapturim. This represents the person who is 100% innocent. Ki hu tachlis shlemus hakedusha. This represents the highest level of completion within the kedusha. She'ein shom shum chiyuv klal, where there is no aspect of guilt whatsoever. It's pure innocence, pure good. This is what the Gemara means when it speaks about Rabbi Akiva, who went in peace and left in peace. Shehu Shleimus HaKedusha. The term Shalom over there is referring to a Shleimus. 100%. That person gets 100 on the test. V'yesh Lehepech. Now there's the opposite of this. Bechinas Shoyel, which is a person who borrows. What's a borrower? Shekol Hano Shaloi. He wants all the benefit. Ve'enoi Meshalim Shum Schar. And he's not prepared. I want to borrow your car. What am I going to get for lending you the car? Nothing. I just want to borrow. I want to use it, and I'll give you back what? Nothing. I don't know. You know, that's shoyel. That's the concept of shoyel. V'hu mamish behepech mishem rechinam. This is the exact opposite of shem rechinam. Shehu bechinas shoymer voivet bechinam b'li shum kabol aschar. The shem rechinam is the one who's prepared to watch it for you and serve you for free without any reward. V'hu bechinas chinam shebigdusha. That's the concept of free, a holy type of free. Kamay Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, Ma ani bechinam, af ato bechinam. The Gemara says that a rabbi is not allowed to charge money for teaching Torah. Why? The Gemara says, we learn about from Hashem. On Har Sinai, did they charge admission? No. Hashem says, when I gave the Torah, I gave it for free, right? There were no ringside seats over there, no scalping at Mount Torah. Everybody got it for free. When you teach Torah, you teach it for free too. So we see that there's a term chinam of kedusha. There's a concept of free that's holy, that's great, that's like Hashem. V'shoyel lehetach mi, whereas shoyel is the exact opposite of that. Shehu b'chinas chinam de sitra achra. He's the guy who wants everything for free. He represents the free of the Satan, Shemikras Chinam. We know that one of the names of the Sitra Achra is that the Sitra Achra is called free. Kimayshikosov, as it says, when the Jews were complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu in the desert, where's the food? Where's the beef? And they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Zocharnu es hadogo ha-shenoicha b'mitzrayim chinam. We remember the fish that we were able to eat in Egypt for free. Beloy mitzvois. For free means no strings attached. It's the prayer again, Rachman Son, you have this today. People want to live together, but no strings, no commitment, no marriage contract, no this, no everything free. That term freedom is the label of the Sitra Achra. Rav Moshe Zal wants to show us that there's a term chinam that represents kiddush. There's two. The term free appears on both sides of the spectrum. Ki hu roitze kol hatayvois bechinam belischar. The shoyel represents the one who wants to have a good time in this world. He wants all pleasure and no commitment. No, he doesn't want to have to give back anything in return. Dahainu b'li shum mitzvois v'avodas Hashem. He wants to eat and drink, no, not make a bracha, no service of Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas shoyel shekol hano sheloi v'einam shalom shum schar. This is that second category of shoyel who has all the benefit and pays nothing. This represents Acher, the one who became Apikoros. He went the opposite way completely. Shehu Bechinas Ra Legamri. This represents someone that's all bad. V'alkein Hu Chayev Bakoil. Therefore, the law in the Gemara is that a Shoyel, if anything goes wrong with it, he's got full liability. He's full responsible for anything that goes wrong. Kishom kol hachiyuvim kanal, because a person who chooses to live like that, he wants all the pleasure and he doesn't want to give Hashem back anything in return. He gets all punishment. It's all on him. V'shomer socher. Now, what about the in between category? What about the shomer socher who bechinas sheshomer va'oved bishvil kabel schar? This is a person who's prepared to serve. He's prepared to work, but he wants payment for it. V'chein socher, who bechinas shenoisein schar, and so too, a person who's renting something. He's renting a house. The house costs $300,000. He's paying $1,000 for the month that he's there. On one hand, what kind of ridiculous thing? You want to have the use of a $300,000 item for $1,000? And yet on the other hand, yeah, but I'm not taking it for free. You understand? It's sort of that in-between category where he's getting use of major items. not for free, he's paying. He's not paying the full price. The full value, he's paying something. Dainu bechinas avodas Hashem. This represents the concept of serving Hashem. Shehu bechinas schar shenois la'kodesh yisbor kaviyocho, based on the reward that Hashem is going to give him. Kama shekosev, as it says in Zechariah, im toiv beinechem havu schari. If you're satisfied with my work, then give me my pay. Avol hu yeshloi hanoa gamkein. But this person is getting pleasure. He's not giving for nothing. He's getting pleasure from it. Bechinas hasoicher sheyesh loy hanoa min hachefetz. As one who rents an item, he gets to use the house. He gets to use the boat. Ve'elu habeis bechinois dehainu shemer socher v'soicher shehem bechinas oivdim al menas lekabel praskanal. These two categories, the one who's watching the thing for pay, or the one who's renting the object, in both cases they represent that middle category of the one who's serving, but is getting something for it. V'alkein hein bechinas eved. And that's why we use the term eved, bechinas malach memtes, bechinas eitz hadas toivora kanal. They represent that gray area, that gray category. Hein bechinas hitzitz v'nifka hitzitz umeis. They correspond to Ben Azai and Ben Zoemo, who were in between Rabbi Akiva and Acher. Ki pegam shelohem hoyo bebechinas pegam eitz hadas kemuva. Because it's brought in the Zohar Kodesh that the pegam of Ben Azai and Ben Zoemo was related to the pegam of the eitz hadas. That whatever went wrong by them when they went up to that high place in heaven was comparable to what went wrong when Adam Arishon ate from the tree of Tov Ra. As is brought in Tikune Zoyar, ki beyoyim achol chamimenu mois tamus, that Hashem said to Adam Arishon, on the day that you eat from this tree, you're going to die. The Zoyar Kodesh says, bahahu yoymo hitzitz umeis. On that day, Adam Arishon looked where he wasn't supposed to look and died. In other words, that's what brought death into the world, in a sense. So the Zoyar Kodesh uses the same terminology related to Adam Arishon eating from the Eitz Hadas as the terminology that's used about Ben Azai Ben Zoyma going up. Kizeh ha-pegam shel hitzitz, because this pegam, this crime that a person does of looking, dahainu shenichnas umistakil b'ma she'eno roi loi, where a person enters into a place which is off limits to him, or he looks at something which is off limits to him, zeh ha-pegam humachmas sheroitze bekabolas schar. That's based on the fact that the person wants something in return. He wants reward. Va'avodosoi uknisosoi lifnim lahakdusha hu b'shvil lekabel schar. That kind of mistake could only happen to somebody who's coming into the kedushas because he wants something. He wants reward. He wants something. V'alkein me'achar sheboicher b'schar. Therefore, because this person wants reward, the toiv laschar, and he has a desire for that reward, therefore it's possible for him to go against Hashem, even though he's going into the house of worship, he's going into the house where you come there to serve Hashem, but because the person wants something for himself, it's possible for him to make a mistake and do something in that house that's going to be against Hashem. Meaning, lichnois lifnim mechitzosoi, to go past where he's allowed to go past his boundary, machmas taivas haschar hamufla, out of his desire for the unbelievable reward, the unbelievable good that's available there. Ki bechinas knisas hapardes ze biatzmoi haschar. What Rav Nosson Zal is saying here is incredibly, incredibly important to every one of us. He's talking here about a person wanting to become religious or wanting to become more religious. And he wants us to know that it's multiple choice here. And each person is going to be able to look in a mirror and they have to ask themselves, where am I in these four steps? And depending on where I am, I need to know whether I'm black, white, or gray. And depending on which one of these four I choose, there's different levels of punishment or risk or good that's available. And here Rav Nosson Zal is spelling it out in such an unbelievably clear way. If you look at the chapter in Likutei Moran, there Rabbeinu Zal discusses on a general level these different types of serving Hashem, different types of students coming to a tzaddik with different intentions and different things, and therefore ending up with different, completely different results. They're all coming to the tzaddik, but depending on what you're looking for, depending on what you want, that determines to a degree what you're going to get. The reward is that they let him into the paradise. Here again, the question is, so one second, you want me to have nothing? You want me to think nothing of myself? Nothing? Is it complete nothing? The answer is no. You have to remember, the reward is the going into the paradise itself. The reward is the coming close to the tzaddik itself. Person says, come to the tzaddik and now let me see what he can do for me. That's already a mistake. The fact that you are privileged in being allowed to come in, you got the best that anybody could ever dream and imagine of. Now see what you can do for the tzaddik. Now see what you can give. Whereas the person who, besides being let into the paradise, still has self-interest, additional self-interest, that's where the problem comes in. Ki bechinas knisas ha-paradise, zehu bi'atzma yaschar. That itself is reward. So if the person wants more than that, okay. Nimtza. Shebechinas hitzitz, hu bechinas ha'oivei bishvil schar olam haba. So therefore, when the Gemara speaks about the Ben Azai Ben Zoyma who looked, look means you're looking for something. You're looking for something for yourself. You're looking for some aspect of reward. Shaydeze yuchalovoi lebechinas hitzitz. Because the person has a desire, even if it's for reward in olam haba, even if it's for the future world, Gan Eden, once there's that kind of a desire, that kind of person can fall into the category of hitzitz, likones lefnim mechitzosei, of looking where he's not supposed to, or going past where he was supposed to go to. Again, because he wants something for it. To explain it on a simple level, if I walk into your house and my only interest, the only reason I'm coming into your house is to help you, you have a problem, I'm an electrician, you have a problem with a bulb in it, something went out, you said, can I please come to help you? I say yes. If my intent is literally 100% pure, then I'm going to walk in, I'm going to say, where's the problem? Where's the problem? Go into, follow me, it's in this room. I'm going to stay in that room. I'm not looking to see what else I can grab. I'm not examining your furniture. I'm not fix the problem for you, and I'm finished. Thank you. Can I pay you? No. That guy leaves and walks out and finished. Whereas if I'm coming into your house and I don't have you in mind, I have me in mind. I have in mind, number one, the bucks. I'm charging $50 an hour for my time, number one. And number two, besides the $50, and again, my purpose in being there is for me, not for you. I have to earn a living. So once the purpose is me, now it's easy for me. If I'm thinking of me, I'm not thinking of you. Or even if I'm thinking 10% of me, that 10% of me could allow me to see something in your house that I like, chas v'shalom, and either steal it or cross, go out of bounds an iota from where I was supposed to go if I was just going to be helping you. V'zeh b'chinas shomer socher v'socher kanal. This is the category of shomer socher and socher that we spoke about. Avol ha'oived b'li shum kabolas pras. Whereas a person who could be on a level where they're serving without any iota of intent or desire for reward, but he just wants to serve and do what Hashem wants only, bevadai lo yichnois lefnim mehoroiloi, that person will definitely not make the mistake of crossing any lines that he wasn't supposed to cross, velavoi arutzoni yisborach, and he definitely will not go against Hashem's will in any way, even by accident, meachar she'enoi roitze shum dovor, because the person has no personal desire or personal interest, rak ritzoyna yisborach. He only wants what Hashem wants. He only wants to serve. He only wants to do for Hashem. In that case, he won't be susceptible to that kind of mistake. He's not open to it at all whatsoever. So Rav Nosson Zal really spelled it out clear for us that you should know that until you're able to bring yourself to that level, there's risk. And why there's risk? Because of you. It's not because Hashem's a bad guy. It's because your intent isn't pure. And when your intent isn't pure, of course it's possible to, there's room for error. Whereas if your intent will be literally pure sheba pure, then these kind of errors can't happen to you.
Couldn't the Asa also be aware where you hold it so you can take the necessary measures to guard?
Exactly. That's the whole situation. If a person tells me that there's a 600-foot drop under where I'm walking, then I know how to walk, I know how to strap myself, and I know to say that's not for me. Whereas if a person doesn't know and thinks that they're secure where they are and they're going to run, dangerous. Ois, hey, Rav Nosson Zal says, Gam yesh l'rameis sheshemer socher v'socher heim b'chinas oivdim b'schar heim b'chinas mashikosav rabbeinu sheyesh shnei b'chinois b'avoydes Hashem. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to take everything we said now and plug it into a different chapter on Likutei Moran. Where there, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about two types of people who are both have an interest in reward. One, his interest in reward, let's see. What Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 5 in Likutei Moran, in the first half of Likutei Moran. Sheyesh shnei b'chinas b'avodas Hashem. There's two types of serving Hashem. Yesh she'oved b'shvil schar olam haba. There are some people who are doing mitzvahs. Their reason for doing the mitzvahs, they don't enjoy the mitzvah itself at all, really, but they believe that by doing this, there's this big room with wall-to-wall candy, or wall-to-wall chocolate, or wall-to-wall whatever turns that person on, whatever that person likes or enjoys, and that's their definition of Gan Eden and Olam Haba, and for that reward that they're going to get at some future date, they're prepared to do this mitzvah now. Ki ein misaneg ba mitzvah b'atzmo, he's not getting any pleasure out of the mitzvah itself, rak schoro ila b'soif. His reward is going to come in the end, in the future. V'zeh b'chinas shomer socher, sheschoro ila b'soif. This is the case of a person who agrees to watch somebody else's thing for pay, where usually the assumption is he gets the pay at the end. When the other person comes home and they check the house and the house is intact and everything, he says, okay, here's your $100 for watching it. Avol yesh tzadik she'oise ha-mitzvah b'simcha gedoy l'kol kach she'yesh lo itanu godoy me'amitzvah b'yatzma. However, there are tzadikim who do the mitzvah because they're getting tremendous pleasure from the mitzvah itself, at she'ein roitzah b'shum schar olam haba, whereby the person doesn't feel he needs any additional thing besides the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is a spectacular reward for him. The privilege of doing the mitzvah. Rak schoroi b'amitzvah b'yatzma. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this. V'zeh b'chinas soicher shemekabel hanoa miyad. This is comparable to the one who's renting the boat or renting the house, where the moment he rents it, he's getting the pleasure immediately from renting, from the item that he's renting, he's getting pleasure right away. V'ein tzorech letzapois l'shilam schar. He's not waiting for any future date for the reward. His reward is immediate from the item that he's watching. We said that when somebody rents something, they're a watchman also. But he's the kind of watchman who's being paid immediately. The use of the house is his pay. This represents the person who's getting pleasure from the doing of the mitzvah itself. V'yalkein nechleku al soichar ketzav mishalim. This is why there's a machloikis in the Gemara about a person who rents, what his liability is. Rabbi Meir holds shedinoi kishemer chinam, that the soichar is like a shomer chinam. Kimeachar she'enoi mitzape letashlum schar, because of the fact that the soichar is not waiting for any future reward, but rather his reward is that he's using the house. Rak schoroi miyad kanal al kein hu betachlis shleimus hakdusha. Therefore, to a degree, he's super, super good. Super shleimus of kedusha. V'al kein soiver shu b'bchina shemer chinam shepotem anakoil. That's why Rabbi Meir holds that soicher is like shemer chinam, who's exempt from all liability. Shehu b'chinas shleimus hakdusha shein sham shum chiyuv kanal. He represents shleimus hakdusha where there's no guilt. He's perfect. Avol nechlak olav Rabbi Huda, whereas Rabbi Huda disagrees with Rabbi Meir. V'soiver shedinoi kemoi shemer socher. He holds that Seicher is the same as Shomer Socher regarding liability. V'halocha k'moisoi. And we pass from like Rabbi Yehuda. kiafal pi sheze tachlis hashlemus lekabel tainu guscha miamitzvah biatzma. Because even though we say that a Jew who rises to such a level where he doesn't need olam haba, the doing of the mitzvah itself is a reward for him. He gets his pleasure from that. He gets simcha and nachas and pleasure from doing the mitzvah. Afal pi kein, still that's not the peak of perfection in serving Hashem. Ki tachlis hashlemus hulavoid oisa yisporach belishum schar klal. Real perfection in serving Hashem is where the person has no personal interest whatsoever. He doesn't even have a personal interest in enjoying the mitzvah itself. Notice, yeah, we mentioned one person is waiting for the chocolate bars or for the big beautiful villa and the Rolls Royce that he's going to get in Gan Eden. The mitzvah itself, he wishes he could do without, but he's willing to suffer through the mitzvah because of the Gan Eden in the future. So he's serving Hashem for that reward. The other person is more religious. He says, if Hashem gave us these mitzvahs must be wonderful. They must taste delicious. And this person learns to like the mitzvah and to enjoy the mitzvah to such an extent where he's getting so much personal pleasure and joy and gratification from doing the mitzvah that he isn't asking for any future reward or pay. That's the second category. But Rav Nosson Zal says that's not the top. The top is the one who is able to serve Hashem without any desire whatsoever for personal gratification, not future, not present. V'afilu sheloi b'shvil kavonas haschar shel ha-mitzvah bi'atzma. He's not even thinking about enjoying the mitzvah itself. Doesn't matter to him, enjoy or not. That's not my interest in this. My interest is pleasing, is that Hashem should be pleased. My interest is Hashem's enjoyment. Whether I'm enjoying or not is of no issue. It's lo ba b'cheshbo. That's not one of the requirements. That's not one of the things that's going to determine whatsoever whether I'm going to do the thing, whether I want to do it. That's not one of the parameters. But the parameter of how I've defined my life is, my purpose of being here is to please Hashem. And anything that I'm going to do or not do, that's the only thing that I'm going to use to gauge whether I should do something. I'm not going to gauge how is it going to benefit me in the future, in the present, yesterday. No, that's of no interest to me. The only interest is going to be, how is this going to benefit Hashem and please Hashem? V'alkein ha-soicher shehu mishawim schar b'shvil ishtamish b'dover ha-nishmar. Therefore, the one who's renting something, where he's paying for the use of the item, sheze b'chinas she'oved Hashem b'shvil lehishtamesh ulekabel hano mishmiras mitzvah seis barchanal, he represents the one who's serving, but he's serving with intent to receive reward from the mitzvah itself. The one who's renting, if I rent your house, I'm doing you a service in that I'm watching your house for you, like the one who's serving Hashem doing the mitzvah, but I'm doing it based on an immediate gratification. I'm staying in that house for the 30 days. I have the use for the house for the 30 days. That's why I've accepted the responsibility of watching it for you. Valkein, dinoi gam kein keshem resochor. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the socher is the same as shem resochor, to a degree. Me'achar sha'al kol ponim roitza b'schar hanal. Because still, he's got an interest in personal benefit to some degree. He's still benefiting from the item. It's just that the Shomer Socher is the one who's interested in the long-term benefit, you know, in the future benefit. The Shomer Socher is the one who's watching your house for you. He's not using your house at all now, true, but he's only doing it because when you come back, he's going to get that $500. The Socher is the one who's not charging you the $500. On the contrary, he's even paying you. He's serving you, he's watching your house, and he's paying you, but he's getting use. He's enjoying the house during that period of time, like the one who's enjoying the doing of the mitzvah. He's paying Hashem on one hand, he's serving Hashem, but he's getting pleasure from the mitzvah itself. And that's part of his interest and why he's in the whole deal. The Iker HaShlemus, whereas the real Shlemus that a Jew should aspire for is B'Bechinas Shemer Chinam, is the concept of being zeichet to be a Shemer Chinam b'lishun schar legamri, where there's no, the Shemer Chinam is the one who's watching the house not using the house. I don't intend to use the house whatsoever, nothing. And I don't intend to get paid afterwards for my watching it at all whatsoever. V'hu bechinas poter legamri. That's the one where the Gemara says he has zero liability. He's completely innocent. She'ein shom shum chiyuv. There's no possibility of guilt on that bed. There's no possibility of any guilt attaching itself to that person in any way. Bechinas nichnas b'sholom v'yotza b'sholom kanal. As we mentioned, Rabbi Akiva, who entered in peace and left in peace, that's 100. That's scoring 100 in Avodas Hashem. Baruch Hashem. V'zeh bechinas shenekroim nichnosin lepardes. Now Rabbi Moshe Zal says, as a side note, this is why those rabbis who went up to that high, high level, where the Gemara calls them the ones who entered into the orchard. Bechinas shomrim shenichnosin lepardes lishmar. The concept of somebody going into the orchard, for what purpose? To guard the orchard. To the watchmen. They were the watchmen of the orchards, and in watchmen there are four different types, so there were those four rabbis with the four different categories, etc., etc. Baruch Hashem.